I like how it says I'm the road to El Paso. That's my favorite part about this podcast already. That means I could just like jump in at any time and just talk about fantasy football. That's the name of my podcast.
Yes, you can. I was just about to say, welcome, Road to El Paso.
Yes. I don't have a name. That would just be my default team name for my captain team.
It's a good name.
I know. Oh.
Hey, Jake.
I'm here.
It just says Jake's 13 cube.
We were commenting on how,
for some reason,
I think it's connected to my
Austin's
Twitter.
Austin's name is just Road to El Paso.
Default name.
Yeah, I prefer
Jake
that.
Jake is not like, excited. Name revelation.
I guess it's hard to impress Jake.
Maybe I'm just used to it. That's just what I think of you as.
He was thinking.
That's just who you are in my head. You're just Road to El Paso.
He was thinking about that as a potential team name, and I don't know if that's encouraging or if that's pessimistic.
I like it.
Oh, I guess we should actually like introduce the podcast.
When does that happen?
Right now.
Like it never happened.
We could, but I probably won't.
Oh, okay. Then welcome to the Road to El Paso. After. I'm just like, it's the actual podcast for my podcast. You guys just have to interject your TLC questions.
This is the.
I definitely just spent like 3 seconds being like, wait, are we recording that podcast?
This is the most.
I got the list of the most terrible movies for this week's rankings.
This is the most ambitious crossover event in podcasting
history. Do you have more Emily Blunt movies available for us this week?
Sounds good.
Yes.
Okay, welcome everybody to the next TOC 22 preview podcast, where we're going to introduce you to Captain Austin and basically just ask him the same questions that we asked Jeff.
I'm here, and I keep getting cut off, but I'm here. Obviously, since I'm trying to host up myself about the fantasy football league the three of us are in.
I mean, I want to do that one since I beat Boba.
Yes, you should just have it as the last 10 minutes. It's just 10 minutes free for all at Boba.
The league would be really confused when you send that link.
Yes, especially Grant. He'll be like, what the heck? You can do a podcast with me, but you're going to have one with Jake and Chris about something that's not related. And then I would just have to draft Grant out of like necessity, just so he understands this podcast.
I feel like it'd be a lot of cursing and calling us hoes.
Probably. And MFers, why aren't you picking up my phone? I like that. That's like his natural thing. Like, you know, like we could just trash talk text each other, but Grant wants to call you. Trash talk straight to your face or FaceTime you. Yeah. Look, I don't want to talk to you right now. So, all right, we got to get back on page to your real podcast. We can talk
to
Grant all day.
I don't know who Grant is. Okay, Austin, here's question number one.
Okay.
What is your approach to being a captain?
My approach, like, I was supposed to like do stuff based on these questions you sent me like a couple of days ago, and I had like a email written out like to answer the questions, you know? Never did it. Just sat there. But
good.
My approach in this 20 man woman field is, I don't know. I've been hearing things about me that I don't even know what to say. Like, I didn't like the podcast that I keep listening to. Like, apparently our ship is already sinking or something that I did not realize. Like, my team, I might be the weakest link on my own team, but I don't even know who my team is. Like, that's very confusing to me. I'm like, what if I drafted like that. Five of the weakest players?
Just like
I was a
strong member.
Yes, exactly. It's just here.
For the next year.
I'm just here to shrug my own ego and just be like, I'm better than everybody else on my team. We might get blown out by everybody else, but hey, I did my job.
Oh, this is an unprecedented approach to being a captain.
I don't care about my team success. I just want to be the best player on my team.
Finally, some honesty around.
I know. Everybody, that's what everybody wants. They just want to be the MVP. So
it's kind of like the question, would you rather be the best player on the worst team or the worst
and
player on the best
Carmelo
team?
Anthony, so, like, clearly, that answers a lot of things.
The example that came to mind for me is you're just content to be the Russell Westbrook, yes. And you have a triple-double every game, and you lose in the first round every year.
But I got the stats. Like, nobody's going to remember.
That's right.
If we don't win at all, like, nobody's going to remember second place, and then my stats don't really matter. So, like, I got to boost up my stats at least. Kind of like when you win the MVP and you don't win the championship, that kind of thing, where they just give it out to some team before the playoffs starts, you know, for the NBA, and it's like this a useless thing. Not for that guy, though. Like, everybody but Dirk was really excited. Because Dirk won it one year and he didn't win all the whole thing, but like other people who have won the MVP have been really excited, even though their team didn't win. Mainly. Yes. I mean, that's so.
Yep, that's the example that comes to mind. That's the saddest MVP ceremony ever.
So, I don't know. I guess.
Now I'm excited for the whoever you pick first, second guessing themselves and being like, wait, is he picking me because I suck?
Is passing the option? Because, like, people tank. Like, tanking, if Houston can tank in college football, I can tank in the TLC. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, man. So that's a good lead into our second question. Any idea what your team name / vibe will be?
I'm picking up on the vibe.
Yeah. We're starting to hear the vibe.
Winning's not from your really first like answer. A requirement. It's just, the captain just has to look good, I guess. No. I don't know. I think our team name's just going to be the Rocha Paso.
Yeah,
it's the only other way. Like, you could, like, if I built like a powerhouse, wouldn't I have to threaten like everybody on my team? Like, the loser has to go to El Paso, or maybe I could just win this if I just said like, hey, Chris, you won't have to go to El Paso if you let me win this contest, like volleyball.
Dang, that would be so tempting.
I know you're like exempt from the last place punishment in fantasy football for like a couple of years.
I have considered making offers that would provide me exemption somehow.
Ooh. Anyway. So yeah, I this is the start of like a grassroots movement of where there's going to be a lot of like money moved around, where Jake is going to be the person handling the money. You're gonna just like,
oh no,
which might not be a good idea, but they're gonna be like, how did Austin get 4 draft picks in a 4-round draft? So like stuff like that, you know. And I'll be like, I traded away 3 of my players in a future 3rd that I would never get because I'm probably never gonna be good again. Or can I just like, government. What if I just drafted like really good people and does them what the Patriots do and just let them go and get compensation picks for future drafts? Is that also an option for me?
That is really a long con. I don't know.
I've played the long game.
I think you just like draft good people and then try to win is kind of the normal strategy.
Well, I'm hoping to. The main part is I'm hoping the games switch to more favorable games for me. Like, I feel like every time, like, a game that I'm decent at is, like, removed. And it's just the only four constant are four games that I, like, do not have any passion for or skill. I'm like, oh, I thought people would kill bowling every year, but nope, it keeps coming back.
Hey, so, we did putt-putt. We did putt-putt instead of bowling.
Yeah. We got trivia going. I don't know anything about trivia.
Like, yeah, you did do well in Family Feuds last time, so I guess putt-putt and Family Feuds.
Yeah, so I don't even know what topics you guys are doing for trivia, so that might be a start of my issues. What else is there?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know this TOC. Ultimate Frisbee?
Ultimate Frisbee. Frisbee, sand volleyball.
Oh, we need to talk about world.
Okay, let's do it.
Ball. I might pull the NBA coat. Where?
Dang it, did he just get disconnected?
I think so.
I got disconnected earlier, but it let me rejoin.
Oh, dang. I didn't even know.
I know. I didn't think y'all did. It didn't last that long.
Hopefully
he'll
rejoin
come
too. What is his move? Is he saying he's going to bench himself in whirly ball?
I don't know. He said an NBA coach move. What would that be? I was wondering if it was like purposefully fouling or something, but I think in whirly ball, they just give you the points. There's no free throws, so that would be bad.
Okay, he texted us. I'm going to send him the link. Since we're still in here.
Yeah, it worked for me to just click that same link. I was surprised that it worked.
Okay, well, actually, I hope that you're...
Am I back? Am I back?
Yes.
All right, I'm back.
You're back.
I was just talking about whirly ball.
Jake guessed your strategy was going to be to intentional foul, which made me think of all the times last time we played whirly ball where you did keep fouling people.
Okay, well, I said I was going to go up to the referee if they keep picking on me again and confront them until they eject me out. Because that works in the NBA and the MLB, so I'm going to try that strategy. Motivate.
No. I was thinking about instituting a no going up into the referee booth rule, okay. Because I feel like Jeremy persuaded the refs last time.
Something
he was up
happened.
There being buddy-buddy with him, and he was like, call it on him.
Well, I was really confused because I kept getting tagged for like fouls. It was literally me in the corner by myself with a ball. And I'm like, do we want to waste 30 seconds watching me put this in the little cup thing? And they're like, so I'm just going to put my hand in there. And then I like had no shot at a goal. I could only go backwards and nobody was around me. And they blew the whistle twice. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just going to milk the clock out next time because he's not here for speeding up the game. So...
I'm glad this came up because I completely forgot. But yes, their employees being involved in our process was kind of a problem last time. They were bad.
They were really they were a bad officiating crew.
Yeah, I remember us saying that we need to keep our own score because we weren't sure we trusted their score keeping.
That's true.
Yeah, we need to do that. I guess we can't just like not acknowledge their foul calls and stuff because that would be awkward.
Right.
If both teams just agreed, like, well, okay, we don't care what you say.
Well, we would just subtract we would just keep subtracting the points every time somebody got a foul. Like, how do you actually get a foul other than slashing somebody, which apparently I did, because they also gave me a call for slashing. I'm like, this isn't hockey.
I remember that.
Yeah, I like them being there to call fouls. I don't like them doing a bad job keeping score.
I don't know what's the only way we can fix that issue.
So. Is that baby Will crying?
Yeah, I was wondering if y'all could hear that.
Yeah.
I need to go address that.
That's what happens when you talk about fouls and whirly ball, because it's unfair. It's an unfair world, and she knows it.
Okay. Jake, you keep going with the questions. Okay. I'll keep going, and okay. I'm just going to see if I can fix this.
Okay, Austin, here's your next question. Who is one player in the field that you would love to have on your team?
Has everybody been giving somebody that day? Don't really want, like, because you know how, like, if you hear it, then people might go after that person, you know?
Yeah, only Jeff answered, and he gave kind of political answers. I don't remember if he gave one specific answer, but he said something more along the lines of that he would love to have everyone on his team.
Oh, I just would love to have myself, so I'm glad I'm a captain. So that's a good start.
Okay.
It's more of a who I don't want on my team situation.
Okay, well, that's the next question. You could jump right into that. So, well, who is one player in the field you will not draft?
The problem was I had, like, enough that I was like, oh, the field is only 20. And I'm, like, going to be stuck with one of these persons. So, should I call everybody on this list out?
Because at least one of them will be on your team.
Yeah, and it'll be super awkward. And they'll be like... Oh, okay. So, I don't know what answered other than Brett was talking to me about the podcast, and he was like, "It would be amazing." You were like the mock draft. It was like Franklin, him, or like Patrick or something. You know, like that.
Yeah.
Would be amazing. And I'm like, why do you think I would draft you? Like, like, where do you get that from? Like, I don't even know if you're going to show up.
Dang.
I don't know.
You might not take Brett.
Yeah, I might not take Brett. I feel like he's one of those guys that are, like, valued highly by certain people over some people. Like...
Yeah. Brett is funny because he is good at stuff, but then... He doesn't seem like the most athletic person, but then he's just, like, kind of good.
Yes.
So it's hard to value.
But then he might not buy a plane ticket when everybody else tells him to. And then, like, it's $700. And he's like, fuck that. I'm not going on a trip. And we're like, we told you to buy a ticket. That's why you hold the ticket.
The truth comes out.
I know. So I'm like, I don't know. Should I? There's just a lot of off. Field issues, I guess, is the way to put it.
He might be a locker room cancer.
Locker room cancer. He might be late. He might just have some certain illness. He eats taco casa and says it like wrecks his stomach, but he relentlessly keeps trying to beat that. He's like, I'm gonna try this again and it's not gonna wreck my stomach, and it does. So like, what I'm trying to say is, like, if I don't get Brett, I'm just gonna force feed him taco pasta that morning, and then whoever has him is fucked, because he will not even show up. He'll just be stuck at a toilet for like the day.
Taco casa, it's like a good third round draft pick. It's a high risk, high reward. High risk, high reward.
It's full reward if you're not on Brett's team, because you're pretty much a lock for him to miss the following event that's coming. But yeah.
Okay, our next question is, which event do you want to win the most / think you'll emphasize the most when drafting? Do you care about one of them more than the others, or you think one is easier to draft for or something?
I don't think so.
Going for the well-rounded team approach?
Well, like, how often are all of us going to practice whirly ball?
That's fair. No one really.
Yeah. Like, is everybody really going bowling every weekend? And, like, all these things, other than maybe ultimate frisbee and volleyball, you know? So, like, you could say those two are more important than other two, but, like, the other two, like, I don't know many whirly ball leagues that people are in. So, I guess we can put that as lesser. And the rest can't even count the right score. So I guess we should devalue whirly ball, is what I'm trying to say. It's more of a free-for-all.
Okay.
Or according to your theory with Jeremy, we just got a smooch with those refs.
Yeah.
And that's actually more important. I'm just going to find out how much money they get paid for a game. Double their salary.
Hey, you're making $20 an hour. Here's a 50.
Yeah. And okay. They'll just relentlessly call everything that you guys do is a foul. And that's how we're going to score. We're not even actually going to score a whirly ball. Go. We're just going to win in penalty points.
Dang, I think we would see through that.
No, I just feel like I don't know anything about this. I haven't been to this point of whirly ball since yesterday when I got all my ducks in a row. Who's going to officiate which game?
Dang, buying all the refs.
Yes. So have we found out a James Harden strip club trend for any of the contestants in the field?
What does that mean?
Like, is there some parallel other than Brett and Taco Casa equals zero for anybody?
Oh, that's a good question. Not that I know of.
Next level stat. Like, if somebody stays out past midnight, their production drops dramatically or increases dramatically.
Ooh, that's a good call. We'll have to watch that.
So
I haven't noticed it in the past, but
what you're saying is the first question I need to ask everybody when I get to the draft is, what time did you go to bed and wake up?
Yeah.
And then track that on game day as well by asking those same questions.
Yes, make sure you draft a very well-rested team. I think that's the key. That'll be a key.
How much did you socially drink? Yes or no? Everybody puts yes.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to put yes on that one. So why should players want to be on your team?
That's not a good question for me. I can't answer that on this time.
You passed.
It should be the other way around, right? They should it should be like a reality TV.
Should be saying why they want to be on your team.
That's what I feel like.
Okay. I mean, some people did the little questionnaire thing where they tell you
which team they want to be. Yeah. But I got very confused at that because it went to grilling steaks and all this stuff. And I was how does that have to do with your whirly ball skills?
Yeah, it's just,
I'm back.
It's a wide
range. It's important.
Yeah, it is important.
And everybody claims they're great socially.
I was saying it is funny how people rate themselves on talking to strangers.
At like 80 to 100. I'm like, I don't know about you guys. I avoid people because people already come talk to me about random crap that I did not care about. I'm like, I don't care about your life right now.
All right, I have to go back to baby. Did you guys already get to Austin's hot takes of do not draft
I'm list? Scared of releasing my list.
Yeah, because he thinks it's likely that someone from his list is going to end up on
my list
team.
Got so long, it went past the validity.
Well, now everyone's just a fan.
I know. Well, I would say one of you guys are on my list. That adds Brett plus one of you guys.
Okay. So basically, look to your left, look to your right, and probably two of the three are on your team.
Yeah, probably. How many people have I listed? Two? Who's Brian? How can I draft somebody I don't know?
Yeah, Brian is Eric's friend from Australia. He's supposed to be good at this stuff. I don't know. I've never seen him do any of it. Maybe I've played trivia with him before.
So we can just import a friend into the draft pool? Because I would definitely pick Grant. I'll just draft Grant and he won't even know what's coming. He's like, what is this thing that you just signed me up for?
Yeah. That would be bad.
It would be. But it would be hilarious at the same time.
Someone would get killed.
Yep.
Okay, next question. Rank the other three captains in order of most likely to win.
Brooks.
Okay, Brooks number one.
Jeff.
Jeff number two.
And Matt.
And Matt, number three. Okay.
Bridgman. So, yeah, you can take that as either me just remembering the captains in that order or just, like, actual order. Who knows?
Who knows?
The way I said it wasn't very convincing.
It wasn't. It was very, like, is that his name?
Is he a captain?
Is he a captain?
If both equals yes, check this box. And tell Jake exactly what just came out of your mouth.
I like it. I like it. We'll see if you
guess
start
the
a rivalry.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah.
A rivalry. Dang, we got to play for some skillet or something.
Yes. Okay, next question. Are you familiar with the Harry Potter houses?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to take your stab at assigning the Harry Potter houses to the four captains? Do you have a strong opinion on which house you should be in?
I'm definitely in the Slytherin.
Slytherin, okay.
I guess Jeff is Ravenclaw?
Okay.
Gryffindor is Brooks. Okay. And I guess that leaves Hufflepuff with Matt. Bridgman. Yeah.
Okay.
Once again, am I convincing myself that this is what I think?
No, I like it. Those, I feel like I'm trying to think if everyone has had different ones now or if that matches anyone that said them. Because we've had a lot of opinions on this. Like, probably 7 or 8 different people have given us their list now.
Oh, yeah. Who's in what house?
Yeah.
Fair
so
enough.
It's interesting. I feel like it all depends where you start, because you start with one person and then it like changes your whole
order. Yeah, because you only have like 2 options left after the first 2.
Yeah. Because I think everyone could make an argument for Slytherin. All the captains.
But not the other ones, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they're a tough fit.
True. Unless you're very team oriented for the Gryffindors.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be the one that matches best. You can just plug a name and a guy.
Yeah. Okay, the 9th question on our list. You have the 2nd-to-last pick in the draft, and the 2 people left on the board are me and Chris. Who are you taking?
Pass.
Pass.
So, yeah. I don't think this is going to happen, but I had this amazing idea to talk with the other captains of how we would just draft the first round as the last round.
Oh.
So, like, you guys would be like, what the hell? Why is nobody
what's happening?
That? Yeah. But I don't know these people well enough to see if they're like,
if they do it.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have the first overall and you take someone and then they just like.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be...
Guys, we had a plan. You were supposed to stick to it. So
that would be funny if it worked and funny if it didn't work.
Yeah, I would try to draw half and half of you guys, if that's even possible, but I feel like that would guarantee you 100% chance of winning. Yeah, isn't that like the fact that one of you guys have been on like every team?
Yeah.
So yeah, I would just take your legs and Chris's body. I don't know how that's going to happen, but you guys got to figure it out between the two of you.
Oh no. Oh man.
Oh, maybe you guys can wear one of those like joint costumes that fits into one body.
Oh yeah.
You guys just switch top and bottom rows.
That would be funny.
That would be a good pairs event.
First of all, I want to win this time, but second of all, I hope someone other than me and Chris win this time, because we need to start losing. Mainly Chris needs to start losing.
But I feel like you guys pick all the games that you guys are really good at.
That's true.
Like, there used
there
to be like
definitely
random,
a bias.
Yeah, there used to be like random games that nobody was good at, and now it's just the top 4 in skill level for Chris and Jake. Like, what are we really good at? Let's do that sport. Because then you can, like, have a mediocre team and you'll still be okay because you're really good at those events. I don't know. That's my conspiracy theory.
Yeah, you're the king of knowing how commissioners collude to
it's really easy. I've offered like four different collusion ideas within this podcast already. Like, I was trying to collude with Whirly Bog workers, my fellow captains. Like, that's the way. We're just trying to game the system.
Yep. Always got to find that loophole.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, that's all the questions we have. Do you have anything else you want to tell the people?
That I'm always trying to game the system, I guess.
Okay.
Somebody at work was doing that. They had figured out that, like, they got to pick them like we were doing for our draft order. And yeah, they had the Thursday night game. And the guy who sent the thing out would always send it out Thursday, but it would lock Friday morning and nobody else realized it. So that guy went 48-0 on Thursday night football. And they never figured it out until, like, they're like, we have to take you to Vegas and you have to bet the Thursday night football game. That's when they realized and looked back at the spreadsheet. It was like, that's why. As he got the he just took the winning game just... the next morning. See, there's always a way.
There's always an angle.
I know. So that's what we're going to be aiming for. Whoever I draft, our team will not be like the most at any of the competition, but we're always going to find the best angle to win.
Okay. So not necessarily the most honest or ethical team, just the team looking to
win. To win. I mean, if nobody finds out, we'll be safe until TOC 17 when they're like, oh, everybody at that Whirly Ball place was hired by Austin that day. This is very strange. Like, those people have never been at Whirly Ball ever again.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, if the 17-year-old working the Whirly Ball stand that day comes up and, like, gives you a hug, I'm going to be like, wait a second.
Oh, man, that would be the best way to go. You just hired an entire ref crew.
Yeah, why does this kid have diamond earrings? And
yeah. And then I'd be like, I went to SMU, and that's what we were taught to do. You just pay your way through. And
yeah.
And nobody would say anything because we got the W.
That's right.
And then I'll get the TOC death penalty and never be allowed to play again.
You'll get a...
So, yeah. Funny. If I get the TOC death penalty, that might be the best, like, captainship ever.
Oh, man. And,
man, I did something great. And we'll be talked about forever.
The TOC death penalty.
I don't even know what that was involved, but I gotta find a way to make it happen.
Yeah. Some people would probably be excited to be banned from the TOC for a year.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Why are you making us play another year?
That's all we got, I guess. Yeah, I guess we
went off the rails a couple of times.
Yeah, it's good content, though. I think the people
will enjoy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right. Well, thank you
for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks for joining.
I'm gonna go to this random dude's house and draft a team. So that'll yes. be nice.
Yes, it'll be awesome. I will see you Monday. Are you gonna be at the Boulevard tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then I will see you Monday.
Yeah, at Chad's house.
At Chad's house.
AKA Mystery Man.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, see ya. Bye.